Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about the power of the Word of God. The power of the Word of God. It is so important that we understand that the Word of God is real. The Word of God sustains us, and the Word of God changes us. When you have a revelation and a sense on something, you begin to appreciate it. You begin to live it, and you begin to understand it. When you do not understand something, you will not fully delve into the power of that very thing. When we know what the Word of God does, when we understand that God Himself is the Word, we eventually begin to tap into that resource, and that power and breakthrough begins to happen. It is so important for us to delve into the things of God that makes us better. You need to understand that there is power in the Word of God. There are probably moments that you can think about where God has shown you certain things, and there's been an overwhelming conviction of who God is within your life. And you probably can testify just what and how God has done things for you. There are so many examples that I can use in the Bible, so many examples I can use within my life, where I've literally seen the power of the Word. Now, when we begin to look at the power of the Word, it does not walk alone, or it is not in isolation to our words. Our words literally create our world, and the power of the Word can only happen when my words are aligned with the Word of God. You know, there are moments where you can literally feel that when you speak the Word of God, when you understand the Word of God, that the Word of God really goes ahead of you and it does things on your behalf. There are things that we cannot ignore in life, and negativity in words does bring you down. Negativity in words does bring you down. Because the way you think, or rather the way you speak, is the way you think. And the way you think is eventually what you will become. And so it's very important, ladies and gentlemen, that we understand that there is power in the things we speak. Think about, we don't even have to go far in terms of people speaking things over us. You can just think about things that you say about yourself. In a moment of frustration, calling yourself dumb is not going to help your cause. It's not going to help you break through. In a moment of frustration or being low in spirit, saying you get nothing right is not going to help you to break through. So there are things within our lives that we need to look at, and we need to almost guard ourselves against, because when you speak it, you will have it. When you speak it, you will have it. Now think about moments when you have celebrated in your life and you've said those things and it actually did happen. You see, ladies and gentlemen, the greatest gift that you have is your mouth, but it is also the worst thing when you don't know how to use it. We cannot afford to be foolish and speak things that will come up against us. But we need to learn to train ourselves so that our words can work for us. The Word of God is meant to work for us. And when we know the Word of God and we understand the Word of God and we become that Word, then we eventually only have good things flowing in us, and that works for us. There are many things in life that may come against you, but do not allow your own words to sabotage you. Look at yourself. Be careful of the things that you say. Bring life. You know, I know of someone that always used to speak death over themselves. And they literally said that they would die at a certain age. And it actually happened that way. You can call sickness and disease, and you can cut your life short by saying certain things, because whatever we believe, we will have. And this person died a premature death. This person died in a time that they didn't have to die, all because of words. So we need to be so careful on how we use our words, because we are made in the image of God. And being made in the image of God means that we have the same power when it comes to speaking and using our words. You know, when you spend time with God and God begins to show you certain things, and God shows you certain revelations about himself and also certain revelations about yourself, and you begin to delve in that and understand what it is, you become such a great person. You become a force to be reckoned with. You become a source of strength, not just to yourself, but also to others. So when you look at your seasons, and when you look at where you find yourself currently, you need to know and understand that if you are in a place of success, you probably spoke it. If you are in a place of defeat, you probably allowed it. You need to change your words. You need to change your destiny. You need to become what God needs you to become, because the power of his word only works when you use it. Only works when you become it. Only works when you are strong in it. And we, as his people, need to understand that. You know, there are many things in life that you can look at. There are so many things in life that you can say, okay, this happened and that happened. But there's often a source. And it doesn't matter what the source is. But let me not be found guilty in terms of being the source. Because I am an extension of the power of God and of the power of his word. And so you may find yourself today in a place where you are saying, nothing is coming right. How do I do this? I can't do this. Get into position and get into alignment and become what God has always created you to be. You are not just anyone. You are a source of strength. You are a source of hope. You are a source of encouragement. And sometimes we forget we can also be a source of encouragement to ourselves. David said, I encouraged myself in the Lord. Do you know that you can speak yourself up? Do you know that you can encourage yourself? That when the Spirit of God is on the inside of you and you begin to talk to yourself and say, no, pull yourself together. You are a mighty man or a mighty woman of God. You have the ability to cast down fears and panic and addictions and diseases. Do you know that your spirit begins to respond to that? Do not underestimate yourself. Yes, there is power in the Word of God, but I am a carrier of the Word of God. And when I realize that, I become a force to be reckoned with. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that my mind is changing and I am becoming a new creature in Christ. I'm standing strong and I'm standing with the power of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back again. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.